They have a display with mannequins. Why is it different than all the clothing stores? Actually has faces. So let's see the tzura of Adam. So asiyasa is aser. Having it, we said, is aser bnei hachashad. The heter of the dolls was based on what? Well, that was one of the heterim. The Chochmas Adam's heter was based that it's not a tzura that people know is avodah zara. That's what he said. It's not a tzura that's known to be avodah zara. That was his heter. That heter should apply to all the mannequins today, and no one's avid. That would be a heter. And Mishura Sadin, it's something that's what they're making it as Issa Daraisa. There's no Eitza. Having it is a Nechashad. Now the Gros said Nechashad that you made it, and the Taz said Chashad that you Eivid it. So the Chashad that you Eivid it doesn't apply to these types of forms. The Chashad that you made it, so that's what they say. But Rabbi Yosef said this, that there's something a person can make at home that's a heter. So they are heterim for it. the last thing we had at the end of Sivav, I mentioned to you that there's a question regarding the constellations, and that we said we would come back to Shach Lamed. The question regarding constellations is the following. We had learned that all celestial bodies are also, you're not allowed to make images of the heavenly bodies. And the difference between the heavenly bodies and all other prohibited images is that the heavenly bodies were also even without its surah bailetas, even if it didn't protrude, even as a drawing. And on that, the Shach here in Lamed brings an issue regarding making an image of a lion. And let's see what he says. Surah Sabahim of Achaya, Mashma Dafilu Aryeh Mutter. You're allowed to have a statue of a lion. V'chei Pasik HaRajma B'tshuva Simakuf Sama Zayin Ayin Sham. V'al Shittig Abayim Hetik Devarav. V'chei Mashik Tzas B'tayis Zavay Tezara Dafim Gimel Amid Alto Mazlai Sas. He says, having a statue of a lion is okay. They still have it in Yerushalayim. They put up all those lions all over the place. Yeah, still there. Okay, so it says here they relied on the Shach Mistam when they made those images of lions. Vabach b'kuntres achrayim osar. The Bach prohibited making an image of a lion. Why? Tanosai, his argument is tokechavu mumazolis b'modra tachtenhein. The constellations are in the heavenly sphere. The asurim, and we know you're not allowed to make images of the heavenly bodies. Umazel ari oimid levadoi b'chaydesh av b'shar b'chaydesh iyar. There are images of a lion is the constellation that's Leo. That's the constellation of which comes out usually in the month of Av. And shar b'chaydesh iyar v'asal asayson. So the Bach prohibits making these 12 images. The 12 images, which are images of heavenly bodies, constellations, are aser. Ulefi dvarav, kala yud beiz mazal, es aser, afilu kolecha b'fnei atzmai.
Even though it doesn't resemble the constellation
at all. Oh, second, good. Umei oilom o shamanu mishanizr b'zeh. The Shah says, we never heard of such a thing. Gamber mordechai v'aguda, pera kalat slavim, machlek sir b'frayim, b'inu b'frayim, b'el yaka, mashmida mahaitama, do'imid, b'chaydish av levada, yein le sara raya, es ayin shah. Hilkach nira. Dehod amin, de mazal, es asurim, this which we prohibit the constellations, I know call yud beis mazolis biyachad, dum yid arba panim la'adadi, just like the four faces of the chayos have to be together to be aser, the same thing, 12 constellations together, kenir aliyah, b'shuvas harajbo, b'shuvas b'shuvas kabay, b'shuvas mabit, etc. So here the Shach is saying a chiddush, that the image of the mazolis of these constellations of the zodiac are only prohibited if you have all 12 together. What's the svara for that? What? The same as the chayos. The chayos are one creature with four faces. The twelve images of the zodiac, you can never see them in the sky together. You can never see more than six at one time.
But on our level, isn't the context that these 12 are a unit of mazalot? If you take any one, Thomas is never.
Well, do you need the sun, the moon with the stars? The moon is us even without stars. Even though whenever you see the moon, you see stars.
The moon stands on its own.
So do all of the constellations, or is each of the constellations?
Are you allowed to walk through Grand Central Station? They have the diagram.
Where?
Grand Central Station. They have the diagram.
Yeah, we're talking now the prohibition of drawing it.
Could you make, making could you make that?
Or could you make such a thing? So we know that's what we're saying now, that would be in the prohibition of the heavenly bodies, of making the heavenly bodies. Now, what's interesting is that the Taz in Yud Gimel agrees with his father-in-law, with the Bach, and he prohibits making the images. At the end of Yud Gimel, he writes, after he asks, let's look at the last five lines of Yud Gimel. Mari Chamizal, my father-in-law, Kasab Emes, the Tzura Sarib, Yishar, Hanami, Dasal, Asai, son, Chim and Shem Azolais, the Kasha. Let's listen to this Kasha. Mimasha Zacharnu, the Rav Tzior Kivra. The Gemara in Gittin says that when Rav signed his name, he drew the image of a fish for his signature. Not because he was illiterate, but I mentioned in the past that Rav was a Mekubal, and not today's Mekubal, not the quacks, but he was somebody who knew Teres HaNigla and Teres HaNistar. He used to sign his name in the shape of a fish. So what's the kasha?
How can you make it
Mazal Adar is fish. So how could you draw a picture of a fish? That's his kasha. V'nireh, so that's the truth. It's only one. The Mazal Adar is two, but okay. V'nireh, mekomak v'nireh, the oisan shemitzayir b'marzayirim b'tfilas geshem, tzuras ha-mazolais, lo yofeim ois, I skipped, I'm sorry. Kasha mazitzchidu d'rav tziyakavri, v'nireh the tziyar hu adif, afilu mimshukayim, deim b'tziyar shumamashis. The Taz holds that you're allowed to draw them on a flat surface, and the Isser is only Bailit or Shekeya. But flat is Mutter. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Bailit as Shekas. It says on a flat surface it's Mutter. So he's saying, when you're Mechavin to make a Tzura of the Mazalois, you're not allowed to draw it. When you're not Mechavin, so if it's by lettuce for shaykas, so he holds it's more chamor. I'm not sure exactly why. But if it's on a flat surface, he says that it's mutter. Ramesh has a tshuva, and he writes that he doesn't understand this whole discussion. He says that if you're not allowed to make the tzura of the 12 mazalos, how are you allowed to have a bucket? How are you allowed to have a scale? Scales, right, the scales are one of the maznayim, is the Mazal of Tishrei. So how are you allowed to have, forget about drawing it, how are you allowed to have make scales? Or make a bucket? Pharmacists used to have. Today they just count. But the question is, how is that, or bow and arrow, how are you allowed to have a bow and arrow? Keshes. So Ramesha says that Shita Zu, it's a funny lashon that Ramesha used about a Taz. Says shita zu mufrachas me ikrai. Says the shita can't be. And Ramesha says this, which we mentioned in the past, that it has to look like a constellation. If you draw it as a bunch of stars connected in the form of one of the constellations of the zodiac, that's awesome. But stam to draw a picture of an Ari or a statue of an Ari, it doesn't look anything like a constellation. And it's mutter. Ramesha brings a raya because in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say constellation, it says kechadim arasa. Why doesn't it say mazalais arasa? So he brings a raya, he says, because kechavim arasa. So if you do kechavim, it's arasa. If you do it in the form of a constellation, it's arasa. So he's matmiya on the Taz. On the Shach, it could be the Shach means when you put the 12 mazalas of the zodiac together, so everyone knows what you're referring to. Even if you don't draw it as stars, you draw it as the 12 things together, so everyone knows you're referring to the zodiac.
Why did the Shach use of Moshe's time?
It's hard to understand the Shach. Unless the Shach meant when he said you'd base mazalos, he meant of course that is nicker.
Make a lion. The lion doesn't look like the mazalos.
That's where Moshe's cash is.
He's
asking, why don't they say it? I don't know.
Minnesota twins are okay, but the Minnesota North Stars would be a tourist.
It's interesting about the twins are fine. the North Stars, it's interesting. There are many constellations in the heavens. There are five or six dozen constellations in the heavens. Only one group of them are the constellations of the zodiac. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch only mentions, the Shach and Taz only talk about these 12 constellations. It may be that the other constellations were not popular, they were not recognized, maybe over the years, because when you look at the constellations, you don't see them. When you look at the sky, nobody sees lions and archers and crabs. So it may be that the 12 that were known, they talked about, but not the others. I mean, the North Star by itself is an issue. But the Big Dipper, which is the North Star's constellation...
No, it's a star. You said it's a star itself.
The star itself is also us. Awesome, right? If it looks like a heavenly star, it's a problem. If you just draw a star with an asterisk, then it doesn't look like a star. If you draw a picture of the sky, and you have that in the sky, then it's...
If I look at the sky tonight, I'm going to see a dot, basically.
No, you don't. The eye doesn't see a dot. The eye sees the rays coming out. It does look like it's... if it's drawn to look like a star, someone looks at it and says it's a star, then that's the problem. That's where there's an isser. Not a well-known isser.
Photographing the night sky would be the same.
I mentioned in the past that a photograph on film is not drawing a picture. It's developing it that's making the picture. So while I don't know that you want to do it, but it's not a, if you don't develop it, it's not a problem. If you have a guy, develop it. But we said the Shah said Amir al Gai is also on these things. So it's really a problem, you give me that to develop. But a person remembers Shekas is Mutta, only by Letas is also by a person. It's only the heavenly bodies that it's also even flat. So. Even if it's a guy, because we said Amir al-Akum is also by making these tzuras. The Shah said Amir al-Akum is also also. So it's a problem.
You
just stuff. That's right. That's right. It's not a known problem. Taking a picture of a sunset is a problem. Now, one of the things, I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but someone who's here, his wife called me during the week and said he's got a problem. They have a picture in the living room of a sunset or of a thing. So do they have to get rid of it? That was the question. So it's interesting. We had here, what? So that's what's interesting. We had here in Shulchan Aruch, the Isser of statues and the Isser of heavenly bodies. And we're going to have soon the Isser of things that are similar to the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash. On the first one, it said that you're not allowed to own it, a statue, Mibnei HaChashad. So we had the Machlok, it's a Tasset Chashad Avayit Zara, and the Gros said, Chashad, that you made it. On the last, we're going to talk about making a Menorah, similar to Beis HaMikdash Menorah, we're going to have also a discussion about owning it. On the middle one, when we talk about the heavenly bodies, it doesn't say anywhere here in the Shulchan Aruch there's an Isser to own it if someone else made it. And I would think that the Chochmas Adam's Cheshbon should apply. That Alts Cheshad, that people serve it, you can use it as Avay Dezara. If it's something that's known, that nobody uses an Avay Dezara, such as a picture of a sunset, so there's no Isser. If the only thing is the Gross Cheshad, that you made it, so I guess it would depend. If it's a framed painting that people know that the ordinary person has in his house didn't draw it, so then there should be no no Isser. So the heter of the dolls should apply, at least the way the Chochmas Adam brings the heter, should apply to someone who has a picture in his house with the sunset. Now if it's a picture you took, so nachinami, it should be somewhat problematic. I mean, the chshad that you made it, so you did make it, you know, it seems to be a problem. But some that everyone knows, that should be... Statue of limitations,
you made it years ago.
Statue of limitations. When you were cut and you made it, maybe it's not a problem. Excuse me? The concept of the Didan, but you have to remember, because the Issa Asiya has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Avodah Zarah, so Lididan, you're right. But the Isser of making it, Leisasun, is an Isser nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Even if there'd be no Avodah Zarah in the world, it would be Asr. So the Isra Asiyah applies. Now the Gezer Mech Hashad, according to the Gra, is Chshad Asiyah Sa'id. That's what he said at the end of Chaf Aleph. That the Gra said, the last few lines of Chaf Aleph, Afla Shaisan, Lashi Shaisan Aser, Mishum Chshad Ad Asiyah Sa'id. At the end of Chaf Aleph, he said, Chaf Aleph was a very long one. He said, Chshad of making it. Chshad of making it, that should be a problem. Okay, so we're done with the heavenly bodies, at least for the moment. And we move on to Siv Zayin. Okay, yeah. I mentioned last week, I have no idea what hat do they have. The Modia, when it has the prince, the forecast, it has a picture of a son.
I spoke to someone at the Modia.
Yeah.
Who?
Who'd they ask?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
So it's meaningless. When people say, I got a heta, but the Rav doesn't want me to say who he is, so that's a waste of time. All right. So wait, so anybody gives a heta and doesn't want people to know he gave a heta means that he... it should be problematic. It's certainly not. You can find out. I mentioned that in my youth, when I used to read Better Journalism, we used to read Olamenu. There was on the cover of Olamenu once a son with a smiley face, and someone wrote a letter, and they responded to it. I don't remember the gist of it. Usually, when you respond, you say I was right. You don't say I'm sorry, I was wrong. So I don't remember the gist of it, but I think they talked about this idea of a cartoon, which was also us. I know by my graduation, in our days they used to give out awards at graduation. They didn't hand out the awards because whoever ordered the awards had the awards with the little menshalach on it, you know, with the trophy with the man on it. So the yeshiva didn't let them give it out. It was replaced with cups, and then... you know, we got it a month after graduation, which nobody needs it. You were in that class. Yeah. You probably got an award too, right? Not like me. So I was a very memorable. My grade school average was 89.6, so I made it to the honor roll. You know, the last name on the list was me. But Yankee was somewhere near the top, I think.
What did they give you later, the month later?
They gave it to us with the cup, but who needed it? So the only purpose in an award is so everyone can smile when you get it. What do you do with it? Who's your award? You don't know. Anyway, okay. All right, Siv Zayin, let's see. Siv Zayin, Yesh Misha Aymer. Now, this is the source. You notice we didn't have anybody about rubbing off the nose or rubbing off the ears. So the marker has to do with this Siv. Yesh Misha Aymer. This is a Machlekes Rishayim, this Shitas HaRosh. The Mechaba brings B'shem Yesh B'shaimer Shalai Osru B'tzuras Adam V'darkain. Then in Asa, the image of a human being or a dragon, Eladafka B'tzuras Shleima B'chalei V'reha. Only if the image is complete with all of its limbs, Avutzuras Roish Aiguf B'loi Roish. He's saying a bigger heter than just rubbing off the nose. Tzuras Roish, just an image of just the head alone, Aiguf B'loi Roish, or a body without a head. A mannequin has no head. Says. So the Rosh Hashita is that the Isser is only if it's a Tzura Shlema of a person all the way through, and that then it's Asa. The Ramah says, now this Ramah is somewhat debated. According to this, Basta usually has the shoulders and the head, but it's not Tzura Shlema, it would seem that it's Mutter. Now there are machmirim, a number of machmirim here. First of all, the Gilya Marsha is a Gevaldig Akasha. When we started, we had a Kasha that we said the Arba Chayes is Aser. The four images together is Aser to make a picture, an image of the Chayes. What are the four images? So we had that it's a human being and a lion and a bear and an eagle. So we had that those four are Aser. So the Shach brought Tosis Kasha that a human being is Aser anyway. So if you're going to make a Dumus Arba Chayos, you have a human being. So what do you have to tell me Dumus Arba Chayos is Aser, a person's Aser anyway? That was Tosis Kasha. What? You have to hand them all in immediately. Now you have to remember, A flat is mutter. Only the celestial bodies, it's also if it's two-dimensional. Because they appear to our eye two-dimensional. But an image of a human being, we'll talk about coins. We'll talk about coins in a moment.
Also,
it's Baltois. Okay, that's the Aleph base here that we have to keep on remembering. The drawing is only also the celestial bodies, which appear two-dimensional to the eye. A human being, an angel, that would appear three-dimensional, that's only also if it's pilot, not a drawing. A drawing of a person is mutter. So Gideon Mashar, Shlema Ege Yisakashi here, he says, Gideon Mashar, Aletavka Tzur Shlema B'chalebara, Mekushas Taisis V'aran, B'shach Le'os of Kotten Chaf Aleph, Mashu D'loi Svira Ludin Zeh. The dal upon him wasn't a tzura of an adam shalom. Shari lehem kanafayim, the kafal glem kikaf regal leigel chubas marit. So he immediately is matmiya on this kula. He says, even though the rosh is meikel, but we have at least the taisis and the ran, and we have rishonim that disagree. So right away. So what does that do with this? You're trying to answer Tyson's kasha.
Yeah.
Alright, but he's not talking about this. Well, Kemashah's kasha is. Tyson asks, why do I need an Isser of Arba upon him? Vahadadi. I have Adam there anyway. That's Tyson's kasha. So Kemashah's saying, why didn't Tyson answer that? Because it's not a Tzur Shleim of an Adam. So that's why.
Even if it's not a Tzur Shleim, but if it's together with three other Tzuris that are.
Right. Exactly. That's his kasha. A tzura adam that's not shalim with the other three is an isser, even if it's not shalim. So what's Taisha's kasha? Why do I need an isser of the four together? Taisha say what you said. Taisha should answer. Adam is also adam tzura shalima. And this is also when it's the four. Right? That's all part of his kasha. So he's showing that other Rishonim argue, which maybe the Rosh will say, yeah, they argue, and I argue. But Pischei Tshuva brings. First look at Yud Aleph. Yud is fascinating. First look at Yud Aleph. The Yud Aleph, he just says, B'shlo kosev the kosher hadavar shlo l'nekein. So he just uses a lashon of kosher hadavar. It's appropriate not to be saimach on the shita to rely on just a partial image.
So he just gives them off.
But, he's not saying B'shur Sadin. He's
nice
to that.
Look. Yes,
Shalom
Linhog, and
your Ramah
says.
Right, it's not like the
Ramah.
Now look at Yud. Rav Yaakov Emden always has interesting shailas. So Yud Shalom Yasru. Now Rav Yaakov Emden was famous for getting into political shailas. You know, nowadays when they write a tshuva, it's political. Not nowadays, depends who. Like Rav Moshe wrote tshuvas, so he didn't write the politics of it. He only wrote the shailah lahalacha. So you don't know the politics unless you're lucky enough to know the rest of the story. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was not that way. He wrote the politics of the Shailas too. So it makes it more interesting. Look at this. I'm Mishilas Yaivitz, Chelakal Chu Simikofayim. Maisa Shoya be Amsterdam. Veshin Eskabel, Merenu Harav, Rabbalaza, La'av Bezdin Sham. They had a Hachtara ceremony. They brought in this Rabbalaza. Omar Ish Echad, Vaitzu Menitin Shaloi Ba'ilam. The man got up and he publicized this, the Hainu. Shehitvis matbeya kesev bidmus tsurasai. He coined a coin, I guess it was a medallion, not a coin, in the image of the Rav, the new Rav. Vayatavnis roish adachose in parts of panim shalim bailet. It had the full face, and I guess the shoulders, adachose means till the breast. So it was an image on the coin of the face and the shoulders. Veherech levar sheze iser gomer muchlet. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden made him a chah, kedarkai. He said, this is the Issa Gama Muchlit. The Yesh Bezeh Issa Kofel, and it's a double Issa. Ha'echad, Leisasa Shalteira, Leisasa Niti. First of all, Leisasa, Leisasa Niti. V'gam, Mishum Chashada, Da'asa Afilu B'Acherim Asulai. Plus, we said, even if others make it, there's Issa of Chashad. V'tama de Rabim, we had a heter in the Gemara, it said, Reb Gamliel's image was mutter. Because Barabim like a Chashada, Tama de Rabim Leishayachacha, a coin is not left in a public place. It gets spread out all over the world and people put it away. Now, even though the Rosh said, there's no Isser, it's just a head. Here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, the Rosh means a head like a sheitel head. Now they have fancy sheitel heads. Like a normal sheitel head, which has no nose and no eyes, it's just a head. He says the Rosh was talking about Roy Shalem Otum, Belit Suras Panim Nikeres, Kagavna Vadele Sagi Beloy Guf. Aval Rosh Vaguf Badadi Bidmus Adam Shalem, Alf Bishena Tsura Nikeres Batandas Aparzov, Elokagailam, Alf Vikay Nirakaguf Adam Kaima Zakufa Vasar. Yeah, we're saying a double chumra. He's saying a face alone is osur if it has the nose and the eyes and the mouth, if it has facial features. And a guf shalem is osur even without facial features. That's what he's saying. Okay. Parts of ponim da adam greida, pshita da osur. After he's serving the mapeis mevuzenheim. Now two is sir. One to make it, one to own it. On owning it, we said if it's on a chef, it's mevuza, it's mutter. Even though some hold that mapeis mevuzim are coins on mevuza, koshlus mechaze, the harayinenu raya is the mechubadimheim. Fakarate, they did it to be mechubid. So this becomes a very contentious issue. Whether making a dmus of a person, just the head alone with the facial features, whether that's mutter or asr, and by extension, whether there's an isser of asiya. So the achaluke deis on the topic. I believe I once saw in the tshuva of Rav Moshe, I couldn't find it, that he says to be noig like the machmirim, not to be saimach on asiya, not to be saimach on the rush. Avram's coins are very good. So what about Avram Avinu's coins? So that the Gemara says in Bava Kama, I happen to be up to that Gemara, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says Matbeya Shel Avram Avinu was Zaken. The zakeina mitzad echad and bacher ubesula mitzad sheni. Avraham Avinu had such a coin. They say the coin was to celebrate that he and his wife gave birth after so many years, and to celebrate that Yitzchak and Rivka gave birth. So that was the idea. But Taisus says, how can he make such a coin? You're not allowed to make images. So Taisus says that it wasn't an image. It was just the words Avraham Avinu, the words Zakein is a Zakein on one side, and the words Bachar Mesula on the other side. It was just the words.
Why can't you say it was just like a drawing? It was just etched in.
You can say whatever you want. I'm just telling you what Taisus says.
No,
but it's a riot from Taisus. It's so I don't know. I thought it's here on the page. It could be there. Yaakov Emden brings the raya. He brings this as a raya from Taisvis that an image on a coin is asur. Now, what about our quarters? What about the quarter? So, look at the shach, the end of Chaf Hei. It's a little shaloibim kaimai. The end of Chaf Hei, there are bold letters, v'nira. Yeah, even Marx has it. V'nira. The chol tsura is dasrinam ein masur el tsur shleim mamish. Gei tsura saw the b'shtei einayim v'chaitim shalim. Two eyes and a full nose. V'chol aguf v'kiyaitulay. Avolay chatsi hatsior kederek tzasa mitzayirim tzarechet shol tsura. Call that a profile. A profile is like having a quarter. The quarter has only half of George Washington's face. It has the half that has one eye and half the nose and half the mouth. So that, the Shach says, appears to say it's mutal kuli alma, that's mutal koi to all the shitas. So all the coins are made this way, and therefore, this you have the heter. To make a profile would be mutter. And rather, the Rav Yaakov Emden's lashon was they made a full face. That's his lashon when he brings the story to Bavar on that. Now, I want to tell you something. Agav, just a piece of knowledge. I'd like to point out something to you that I mentioned in the past. Look in Yud, in the Pisrei Tshuva, you see the parentheses? It says, I am a Shesafti Lael Sefkot and Gimel B'Shem Tshuvas Knesset Yecheskel. See, it says in parentheses, I am a Shesafti Lael Sefkot and Gimel B'Shem Tshuvas Knesset Yecheskel. Look at Sefkot and Gimel. Sefkot and Gimel does not mention the Knesset Yecheskel. Where is it?
It's
in Sifkat and Dalet. So why was he off? The reason he's off, as I mentioned to you in the past, the Pisrei Tshuva, after his original printing, did a second printing in which he added new things. Come out, everything he added was Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. Apparently, when he printed the first Pisrei Tshuva, he didn't have a Chassam Sofer. He got the Chassam Sofer, he did a second printing. Every Tshuva's Chassam Sofer is in brackets. Look at Gimel. You see, the entire Gimel is bracketed. So Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. The entire Gimel, I don't know your print, but in your print, the entire Gimel is bracketed because it was from the second printing. And it's Ayin some cipher. When it says Sifkat and Gimel, in that Pisrei Tshuva, that's in the first printing. In the first printing, it was Sifkat and Gimel. In the second printing, you had this bracketed one, so it became Sifkat and Dalet. See? That's why. Now, here it's not so hard, because here you would look at the next one. Sometimes when you have a, you know, Simin Kufhei in Yaradeya, and it's a very long Simin, and it tells you, look at Pisrei Tshuva Yud Ches. It's not a Yud Ches, you don't know where it is. Count how many bracketed ones. Yeah, like three bracketed, then it's Chaf Aleph. That's the way to, that's sort of just the history of it, that when they did this, they didn't correct, they didn't have an automatic, the computer didn't automatically update all the other numbers to push it one later. So that's just Derech Agav, a bit of knowledge. The cloud to remember when everybody lived. Okay? The Mechaber Ramah and Arizal was in the 1500s. Okay? They all died. The Arizal, the Mechaber Ramah all died around 1572 to 75, in that area. So whoever's in the middle was in the 1500s. The first layer around them was in the 1600s. The Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Shach were in the 1600s. Most of the Gedolei Tshuva Svarim were in the 1700s. In the late 1700s, Pisrei Tshuva in the 1700s, who he brings was from that, it was a tkufa of a riboy of Tshuva Svarim. And earlier, you don't have a lot of Tshuva Svarim, because before printing press, you wrote a Tshuva, you mailed it out, and gone. So except for the Rajba, that we have Tshuvas, a lot of Tshuvas, but most Rishayim we don't have. I mean, they find today Ksavim and they print, but... So basically, the middle is the 1500s, the size circle around it is the 1600s, and those brought in the Pisrei Tshuva on the 1700s. That's sort of a loose way to remember these things. It was in the 1700s.
Yeah. When the Mechaber says Hussel Utsai, that means three-dimensional
or two-dimensional? Where? By Hussel Utsai Shabbat Shechina, that's even two-dimensional. You're right, but that's what it says later. It says at the end of Dalet, Shemitzayim b'kaisam samaman and mutal asayisam. So chamal levana chavim asa bein beltas. See, it says tsuras chamal levana kechavim asa bein beltas by letas bein shekas. So it says it only about those. So
then it even means fly also then.
Yeah, the heavenly bodies.
You know, it only says
so that it has, but the mice is
a statue of a person. To make
is a deraisa. To own, pashtus is aser, and you have the chachmas adam's heter. Then when there's no chashad, then it's what? That's the heter.
And what would breaking off
an aver is a gemara. The gemara says sami eino dedain. It's gemara navai dezarin daf mem gimel. He said rub off the eyes of this statue and then it's mutter. Now what exactly the gedder is? Take a look at the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the previous page, on the page where Sifhei and Vav are. We'll have to see the whole Beis Lechem Yehuda. The Sifhei has a tshuva on this Beis Lechem Yehuda. So let's see, Beis Lechem Yehuda, the first one. Tzuras Chamo Levana. Ayin Tasha Kosav. You see, it's on the left side of the Gilead. Ayin Tasha Kosav, Allah Yafa, Isin Shemitzayim, Mamachzayim, Mitzvilas Geshem, Tzuras Amazalis. Kosav Arit, Menoyrois. See, we're learning right before Hanukkah. Shemitzayim, Ben Partsuf Adam. A Menoyra that has a statue of a person. Also, Lakaimon, Aphilashain, called Tzuras Shleim, Akadivere Arash. You're not allowed to keep them, even if the tzura is not shalem, like the rush. You still shouldn't keep it. Oy kasav, Even Echa Mitzuria by Tzura Sari by Light. They had this in the shuls where we grew up. A stone that had on it the image of Beis Lachim Yehuda of a Ari Bailet. Shul Behechel Kaidesh, that was in shul, Yesh Litla, should be removed. Mashakaza Gabi Minaira, Filuk Shein called Tzura Shleima, Nirali, Afilum Haya Mitchila, Asuya Tzura Shleima. Even if you have a statue that was a complete image. Vakach Paichsa, and then you crack it in half. Nami Mayel, Ragzeril Nirali. Sheyifchas, if you want to break an image to make it mutter, Yifchas Baifinzeh, Sheyen Nikr Basher, Shehen Gedailais, it should be Nikr. Like on a big statue, if you take off an aver, it's Nikr. Like Damila Tabasha, Reb Yehuda, Domer Sami Eina Deden, Shukot. Not like Reb Yehuda, in the Gemara, was talking about a signet ring with a little statue on the signet ring. Mm-hmm. Said, knock off the eye. So he says, on a little thing, knocking off the eye is good. Have a double goggle, but a big statue. Tzarech l'tchas ha'chaitim kulay, she'ei nicker. Got to knock off the nose. It should be noticeable. You know, you want to do it in a way it's not so noticeable. He says, that's not a heter.
Let's say a line. Profile of a line. That would be okay?
So you have to remember, a lion really we say is mutter. We really hold that a lion is mutter, even though they're saying in the shuls not to have it. And those who ask us constellations ask it, but the halacha l'maisa is a lion is mutter. So if you can have only a profile, which even by a person is mutter, so certainly by a lion. But the old ones in shul, most of them had the face. The face was turned, so it was really not a profile. But all
right. But in the
shul is because of chashad. It's because they... It said in Taz Yudal, in shuls you have to be more mach.
But take that and put it in a place where there's no W.
Yeah, yes, a line is okay. Now, the Sub-Sifer has a tshuva, and Chelik Vav Tshuva Vav, of the tshuva Sub-Sifer, he brings the Beis Lechem Yehuda. The Sub-Sifer, I don't remember if I should say this, but the Sub-Sifer in the Beis Lechem Yehuda didn't get along. I don't know, personal or not personal, but he constantly disparages the psakim of the Beis Lachem Yehuda. I don't know if it was because he knew who he was, or he didn't know, maybe because he didn't know who he was. But he says the words here don't make sense. He says a big statue, you have to knock off more. On a small statue, Sami Eina Deden, you can knock off a little. On a big statue, you have to knock off more. He says it doesn't make sense. On a big statue, the eye is bigger, just like the rest of the statue is bigger. On a small statue, the eye is smaller, just like the rest of the statue is smaller. So he says, if anything, on a big statue, it's enough just to, you don't have to rub off the whole nose. You could just scratch off the tip of the nose. That's his lashon. You don't have to, the Mishnachim Yudah says, chaitim kulay, she'e nikar, you have to knock off the whole nose. So it says enough to knock off a part of the nose, you don't have to knock off the whole nose. So I don't know, they're arguing over this language. I guess the bottom line is that it should be a davar hanikar, and that's what matters.
And
the purpose okay, Sifchas, the last Sif. It's not Avodah Zara. Yeah. It's not a complete statue. Like Sasson Iti, and this is not Iti. Now we're up to Sifchas. Okay, here we have something which was inserted here because there was no place in Shulchan Aruch to put it. It doesn't belong in Archaim, it doesn't belong in Ardea. Once we're talking about making things, so we're talking about making things. There's an Isser, the truth is it comes from the same pasuk, like Sasoniti, but there's an Isser to make the images of the items that stood in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make for yourself a menorah like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan like the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. It's also to make a replica of these things. Three-dimensional. So let's see what it says. Let's see if there's a heter. So let's learn what it says, and we'll discuss it. Now let's see what the isurim are, what the heterim are. Lo yaseh bayis tavnis heichol. A person should not make a house in the same image as the heichol. What is the heichol? The Beis HaMikdash stood, it was an ulam and a heichol. One second. Ulam and a heichol. If anybody saw a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, where outdoors you had the Mizbeach, the Kiar, etc. And then you had the indoor section, which is shaped like a T. The front of the T is the ulam, the hallway, to go in. And that was very wide. There were lockers there where Kaidim kept their knives, and they kept things. That was the ulam. The opening of the ulam is the biggest door in the whole Tanakh. The Gemara says that that a door could be up to 20 amos tall. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says because that's the biggest doorway you find in Tanakh, 20 amos. That's 30-35 feet tall. That's like three stories tall, a doorway with doors. And that's the ulam. And then when you went into that, you came to the Heichal. The Heichal was divided. One third was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and two thirds was the area in which stood the Mizbeach HaZav and the many menorahs and many shulchanos that they had. People learn the Mishkan when they're in yeshiva, so they know one menorah and one shulchan. If you learn Nach, then you know that there were Shlomo Melech made Api Hashem. He made many. There were many menorahs that were along with the menorah. Made additional kruvim along the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were kruvim on top of the Aron, and the two additional kruvim that stood alongside the Aron. So that's the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Bayis Tavnis Heichal means you're not allowed to make a house in the same image as the Heichal. Now, what's the image of the Heichal? The only thing unique about the Heichal is what was in it. It was just a room. So the Mechaber says, Kashir Gavai Arkei V'Rachbai. We mean to say that the dimensions are precisely identical. And the Shah says, Avol Nishtana B'Mikzas Mutter. So somebody wants to make such a thing, and he's Mishana the measurement, so then it's Mutter. It's only, let me finish. It's only also the same exact measurement. Achsadra Tavnis Ulam. You're not allowed to make a hallway in the Tavnis of the Ulam. Now the problem is the word Achsadra doesn't mean hallway. It's a Ravusa here. A hallway certainly awesome. An achsadra is in the Gemara sort of a porch, an open porch in front of a home. They used to have an open porch. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, they used to have connected homes in a U shape. And every home had a porch. So the Gemara talks about making schach, putting schach, me achsadra l'achsadra, spreading the whole front U shaped area. That's the achsadra. Achsadra is the open place in front, an open porch in front of a home. So to make such a porch, Tavnis Ulam, is Aser. We'll see the Shach in a minute. Chaser Tavnis Azara, Shulchan Tavnis Shulchan, Menaira Tavnis Menaira, this is the only one that comes up all the time. Aval Oysa Shalchamisha Karnim, Oysa Shisha Shmaina. You're allowed to make a Menaira out of 5, 6, 8, or we make 9 for Hanukkah. Aval Shalshiva Loyasa. But to make 7, that's the Tavnis HaMenaira. Aval Mishar Mine Matchais. To make it out of other types of metal, afilu mishamine matches is still aser. Afilu b'loike gevim kaftayim uprachim, and even without the decorations that were on the menorah, afilu eino gavaya yudches tefachim, and here the height doesn't matter. So the Rishonim explain that a hallway, if it's not the same dimensions, in what way is it similar to the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash? A menorah doesn't have to be the same dimension since it has such a unique form, or shulchan. Shulchan doesn't mean this table. It means a shulchan with the half pipes, the things that stood to hold the lechem upon him. A shulchan is a shulchan, any dimension. A menorah is a menorah, any dimension. So that's awesome. Masha'enkein, the hechel, the ulam, and the chotzer, if they're not the identical dimensions, so they're not in no way similar. So this is the prohibition here.
The shulchan goes into just explains by the menorah. It doesn't matter.
The Shulchan only explains the menorah examples of differences. I suppose that the menorah is what comes up, because people have menorahs now. So nobody can make a shulchan in the house. So he gives an example.
Is that because the Beis HaMikdash would have been kosher?
So let's learn the Mefarshim. We'll see. This is what they discuss. I was sitting at a Shalom Zachar. One of the Kol Yugalite in Yeshiva made a Shalom Zachar by his in-laws. I was sitting there at the Shabbos table in the house. And the candelabra in the middle had seven candles. So I was astonished that they would have seven. It was round. It was around in a circle. Is that a heter? So the Pesachei Tshuva talks about it. Before we get to the Pesachei Tshuva, we just have to know the rule of thumb. What change helps? You have a menorah. What difference is good? We know if you go from 7 to 8 or 9, 9 candles, that's mutter. What other type of shinoi would be a good shinoi? So the Shach in Lamed Vav says, why, if you do it without the decorative parts, is it aser? Now, how the Shach knows it's not ma'akiv is a separate issue. But the Shach tells us, these things are not ma'akiv. So here, in the Shittas HaShach, we learned a chiddush, that this is the rule of thumb. A shinoi that's ma'akiv is something that you change on. We ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash, that's awesome. Something you change is not ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash. So that, I forget, something that's ma'akiv, that's mutter. Because the Beis HaMikdash would be possible. If it's not ma'akiv, then it's kosher. We know the Gemara says, after the miracle of Hanukkah, they didn't have the menorah. So the Gemara says they took seven spears, connected them, and made a menorah out of it. So shpudim, it doesn't say spears, it says shpudim, spits. And they put it together, and they made a menorah. So you see, a menorah doesn't have to have silver or gold, and it doesn't need kaftar or perach. So memela, that's us. So this is the shita of the shach. Now there's a problem. So we have to know then, is round ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash? That would be the question. Yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a round. Would it be kosher or not? So we're going to see in a moment. Just I want to learn the Shach. The Pesach Shuvah talks about it. Give me a minute. So Shach Lamed Vav says that it's something that's ma'akiv is a heavy. It's a problem. Look at Shach Lamed Dalet. In Shach Lamed Dalet, he talks about the din of an achsadra. And by the din of an achsadra, the Shach says, Afa gab de ulam haya bay dalet mechitzis. Even though the ulam in the Beis HaMikdash had four walls and a doorway. Achsadra ein lo yala gimel mechitzis. And the open porch only had three walls. Since the doorway to the ulam was very big, it looks the same. Tysus. Right, it had side walls. That's the kasha. Tysus is asking that over there, that Beis HaMikdash, there was a fourth wall. The doors were very big, but there was plenty of wall. Tysus says, still, since it's similar enough, it's still us. That's what Tysus says. So this, the Shach Lamed Dalet, seems to be a contradiction to the Shach Lamed Vav. We know anything that was built in the Beis HaMikdash had to be precise. What's the Pasuk? Ksav Hashem Olai Maskil. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Shlomo HaMelech the exact dimensions. So these things are ma'akiv. So the Achrayim ask a stira, Shach Lamed Vav says, if it's ma'akiv, it's a heter. Shach Lamed Aleph says, it's still a problem. So there's a difference of opinion as to how to go. The Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Samach writes that, like the second Shach, that the Iker is that it needs to be exactly something that would be kosher. And he argues, he says, we don't pass them like this, Tysus. He says, Rashi, Dan, the Gemara seems to say if I care it. And he writes a very strong lashon. He writes, "Mi pesi lo yodin v'lo yaskil bein ulam bar gimel mechitzis l'ulam bar dalet mechitzis." There's a fool that can't tell the difference between a three-walled hall and a four-walled hall. Who can't tell the difference? Very strong lashon to use against not only a shach but a taisus. But anyway, he writes the Chacham Tzvi is mekel. He writes any shinoi that's a shinoi ma'akiv is a heter. The Tu'a Shar, which we're going to see in the Pesachei Tshuva, disagrees. And he says that if it's not a very noticeable shinoi, it's not a heter. You need both. Something that's ma'akiv, and something that's noticeable. So this is the disagreement. And we'll see in a minute how it comes l'may. So let's see first the Pesachei Tshuva Yudalet. Fourth wall is ma'akiv. It says, Kiksav Hashem Olai Maskil. It says such a lashon that David HaMelech God, he gave to Shlaima the exact form of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Mashma Smak. Pesachei Tshuva Yudalet. Ayin b'sefer b'char shar. That's a Tefuah Shar. In the back of Tefuah Shar, which is on Hilchos Shechita and Treifus, he has in the back b'char shar, which is his Chidushim on Shas. So there he talks about the Shaila we're discussing. Ayin b'sefer b'char shar b'chidushim b'sechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet. Shekosim b'yin hasher chadashim mikarei bo. Oisim kavonim l'meleches menores hamigdash b'shino yamidas hakonim They make things similar to the Beis Hamikdash with a difference. Tainu Shoyis and Zayin Kanim. They make seven. What's the word for it? Seven sticks. V'shisha mehem amidim b'tmos igol. And the six are in a circle, like mishulash or a triangle, like meruba or a square. Elu neged elu echad be'emsa. So he holds yeshlum chayis biyadam. The chol davashen emakim b'menayir and emakim b'sarasiyas tavnisa. V'loi metzidu shiakim b'menayir say damidus hakanim. Says we don't find should be ma'akiv how the kanim come out. The choshay says I kanim afilochase is a dava ma'akiv aser. If you make seven kanim, it's not enough of the shino or anything else. Kivishakei koshkein ain lahakul b'midid loy ma'akiv klal v'hu seder amidas hakanim ayin sham. So he brings that the bechar shar is machmir that even if the kanim are be'igol, it's aser. By misefim mishas chachamim. So he brings a machlokes. It's for sure. As the Mishnah Chum is matir. V'chein b'menayrish nasal neiros v'loy shal shemen ayin sham. Listen to this chiddush. A menayrish that's made for candles and not for oil, he says, is also muta ayin sham. So he brings a machlokes. Dr. Piskei Tshuva ain't devar muchrachim. V'yesh lahachmir me'achishu v'satayrek nashas avedizar daf mem gimel. So he says two heter. If it's made with candles, not with oil, that's one heter. And even seven. And one heter, if it's made the eagle, so the sefer, which says Mishnas Chachamim is Matir, and the Tuashar is Machmir, he says, since it's an Issadai Raisa, so therefore you have to be Machmir. So now picture yourself sitting at the Shalom Zacha. What do you do? Is there any other limit? No, you're not thinking. You're not thinking. 1 minute. What are we talking about? It was candles. It's same machlokes lachar. But the machlokes is asiyasan. The machlokes is making it. Now we're being done with owning it. There's one shaila is to make it, and one shaila is whether you're allowed to own it. He said at the end that since it's an Issadai Raisa, you should be Machmir. What's the Issadai Raisa Loi Sasoniti? Is making it. Owning it. Owning it is not an Issadai Raisa. So when it comes to owning it, that's a Shail of a Durabanan. So you have your Machlaikis. And what's the Shail of Durabanan? Nechashad. Chashad Asiyasan. So when it comes to owning it, it's different than making it. Now, to tell somebody to make it would be an issue. But if some of you go and you buy it and it's made already. I'll answer that in a minute. Just take a look. Yud Beis, Episcopal Shuva Yud Beis, says, I am Tferes Lamaisha, because the Mother Kachavim Asalai, Mutter Lander Babayas, Lushdamish Bimunar Vishulcha. He says, she is Mutter. If a guy made it, she is Mutter. To tell a guy to make it is no problem. But a guy already made it, so you go and you have it. If a guy still was to fix it, it's going to be a problem. This is a problem, what you're saying. Let me tell you about what? If a Jew made it, it's interesting. I would think the Din Shia should be the same whether a guy made it or a Jew made it. He says in Yud Beis, if a guy made it. So I don't know what he holds if a Jew made it. I don't know. Usually made in Israel by Arabs. Yeah. Arabs working for Jewish factories. Listen, Rabbi Van Yosef has a tshuva on this. A chela gimel, a tshuva samach aleph in Yechavadas. And he writes that he's makel on if it's made for candles or even if it's or electric. He says electric is different. He says a bulb can't hold oil. That's what he writes. A bulb can't hold oil. So it's mutter. Now, I don't understand this. We're not talking about using it. We're talking about making it. When you make an electric menorah, you don't put the bulb in. You make a base kibble. If you take an electric menorah, it has a place. You could put oil in a wick in there. You can plug it in. But you could put oil in a wick in there and light it. It's possible to use. What? It has a hole to screw in the bulb. It has a base kibble. So I don't understand the tshuva. He's mitzadid lahakel on owning it. That if it's an electric menorah or even a candle menorah, it's mutter. So it's not him, it's him also. What is Mishnah Chum saying? A candle menorah is mutter. What does he mean a candle is mutter? Candle menorah also has a base kibble where you can put oil on a wick. So I don't understand the whole thing. Depends on kavana. Why depends on kavana maker? It's a tsura. That's also.
Rabbi,
you have a name Aravi in a circle. There's one that's most Nairi.
No, it's the second one.
There's one more point. Maybe. I'll tell you the truth. I didn't remember this, but I had written down in my notes here that I tied it to Rav Palm that it's a different kli. An electric menorah, it's a different kli. It's a different type of a kli. Rav Palm wasn't happy with it. He said, it's a menorah. But I'll tell you, there is a het. A lot of the... It depends on the following. Just listen to the whole thing before you start screaming. It says here that even if it's not made out of... afilu mishar minei matchis, it's kosher. Now, shar minei matchis means other types of metal. The Shachin Lamed Hay writes that Kagon Shal Eitz Shari, the Psula B'Migdash. If it's made out of wood, then it's mutter, because that will be possible. It's only Sharmini Matchais that are awesome. Now, I've never seen a house, a candelabra, a Shabbos candelabra made out of wood. But the ones that, not Be'Eitz, it's Ba'atz, it's tin. People read the word, they made it B'Shpudim Shel Be'Eitz. It's not be'etz. It's be'ez ayin tzendet tzadik is a word. It means tin. B'shpudim Shabbat. But anyway, the wooden ones, a lot of the ones that are made in the shuls to have at the Amid, are made, they're really metal on the side, but the base is made out of wood. Out of a nice wood. So I remember we were arguing about this. Made out of wood is mutter. Someone timed it, yeah, but it has to have a wire that goes through from the base all the way through in all seven. So there's metal in the wiring. All the wires are metal. So then there is some metal that's going through each of the seven. So I don't know. There are many shuls that had seven, and they realized the isser, and then they plug up one of them. Or they twist in a little mug and dove it or something, you know, whatever decoration they have in the middle one. So they make the seven into six. I think Reb Feivel Kohn, I don't know today, but I remember years ago, they had a seven electric one, and they realized the problem, and I forgot what they did to the middle one. They did something to either remove it, or to stuff it up, or to take off the middle one. So when it's made out of all seven, it's a problem. If it's made out of wood, so technically you have the heter of Shach Lamed Hay. If it's made out of wood, then it's a heter. That's something somebody would want to make for his class. It'll be mutter. Make it out of plastic. Whatever they make today in the schools is made out of plastic. It's a heter.
No, the
plastic ones. Yeah, he had it. I don't know why they had it. Now, what's interesting, first of all, the Daki Tshuva brings, if you have seven, but it's just seven sticks. You have a flat base and seven sticks, seven dairis. He says that's mutter. It's not the demus, the tavnis of the menorah. It's seven sticks lined up one next to each other. Now what's interesting is the following. In Hilchis Chanukah, it says that you have to have the menorah in a straight line. If you have the nairis of the menorah, chatzi eagle, in a circle, even a semicircle, it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's aser. It says that you're not allowed to make it b'chatzi eagle because it's not nikarais each of the neiris, how many neiris there are any given night. So it's not possible because he yaitzu with one neir, but if you want to have the mahadrin of the number of neiris, so Shulchan Aruch it says not to do that. So it's a little bit of a plea because the Tvushar and Mishnas Chachamim are talking that in the Beis Hamikdash was kosher. We're saying here that it's worse by the Chanukah Menorah, it needs more of a heker. I was once by Rav Moshe, one time after a Friday shir, someone brought him a menorah that was made kachatzi eagle, but he showed it to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe told him it's good. I was a boy, I remember it because I remember him bringing it. I think what he told him was that they're separated enough that it's nicker. Anybody who looks at it can count the neiris. So he said it's okay. So it's not a psul be'etzem in the shape of an eagle. It's a practical thing that the Mahadran is to be able to count the Neiris. So if you can't count, you can't count. In the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to count the Neiris. There's no presuminis of how many. So Tuashar says that there be eagle is okay. Yeah.
The menorah is said that if it's a different dimension, it would still be a problem, right? Because
the menorah even different dimensions.
So what about the other? The problem is a heichal.
See, the heichal. So Taisa says the menorah different dimensions are still awesome. The heichal, the ulam, and the azara. They're not the Beis HaMikdash because they have no unique characteristics. The Shulchan and the Menorah have unique features. So there, it's also any size. But the Achsadra, the Hechel, the Chatzar, otherwise it doesn't look like it. Truth is, to me and you, even if it was the same dimensions, it wouldn't look like it. You saw a courtyard, you would realize that this is what it's supposed to be. So that's the Hezber in the Chilik between the two. What? This is, it's E.T., it's in the Mishkan, with caveat.
These are considered Mushani Mishkan?
No, they're two separate. The Gemara has four drushes, Laisas and Isi, Laisas and E.T., and it has an Isser on the things that are in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a separate Isser. Grada, one of the Achrayim clears if this is Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, whatever Bayis Shlishi. Do you know what the Bayis Shlishi looks like? You better be ready. It looks nothing like the Beis HaMikdash that you picture. You go to Beis HaMikdash, you're going to say something wrong, so you be prepared. If you never learned Yecheskel, when I learned Yecheskel the first time, a long time ago, I got up to the Tavnis Beis HaMikdash, what's a Perek Membeis Mem Gimel, and I quit. I remember it was in the summer, I was learning it after Shacharis. I was so happy I got so far in Yecheskel. I got there, I couldn't figure out I was flying. Very hard to figure out. But one thing is for sure, it doesn't look anything like the image of the Beis HaMikdash. There are five buildings, not one building. There are five in the Pasuk. It's shaped like four in a square, and the Kodesh Kodashim and the Hechel in the middle. That's going to be different. But it sounds like there's no Isser, the Bayis HaShlishi, because they declare if it means Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, both, but no one mentions Bayis HaShlishi. So Tavnis Bayis HaShlishi sounds like, yes.
How come, when you walk down to the Jewish section,
down in the.
Exactly
what's also pi halacha. That's what they made. Yudches. They didn't. It's a kasha that in Israel they do things you're not allowed to do. Usually they look at Shulchan Aruch. What's also? That's what they do. No. Who says made that from people? So I don't know if from people made it. Then you have to look carefully. They did something. Maybe it's plastic. Maybe it's plastic. They made it to use in the Beis HaMikdash. So how would they matar it? They got paraduma also. But how would they matar? They got a paraduma. It's all still coming to this maze. What tuma?
No.
Oh, you're allowed to make Bayis Shlishi if it's different than Bayis Sheni. Bayis Shlishi doesn't say anything about the Kalim that I recall in Yecheskel. It says only about the buildings.
How do you make the Lima different?
Well, my.
How do you make the Holy Land, whatever
the Holy Land, they don't have to make. I mean, they have the Hechel, but it's not the same. It's not the same dimensions. The manif is not the same dimensions. All right, we'll continue with Mitzvah Shem next week. Not if it's the same. It's plastic you can make.